content of this program is intended for people who are blind and print impaired. Hello, friends. This is Larry Wilson for the North Carolina Reading Service, and this is Money Matters. Today's episode of Money Matters is underwritten by the Carter Glass Insurance Agency, serving the community since 1974. They can be reached at 919-781-1973. For the next half hour, I will be continue reading from our book, How to Save Money Book for Families That Want More, 222 Smart Money Saving Tips to Cut Costs, Stretch Income, and Build Financial Freedom Without Sacrificing Joy. And as we continue our readings, we will go into Section 8 that is titled Entertainment and Family Activities. Number 1, schedule a weekly family game night. Create a dedicated evening for board games or card games. It's a low-cost way to bond, laugh, and build family traditions. Why this works? Game nights cost nothing once you own a few games. They encourage interaction, reduce screen time, and create memories. You'll spend less on outings while still connecting deeply at home. And how to do it? Choose one evening a week, maybe let's say Fridays. Rotate who picks the game each week. Start with what you already have, Uno, etc., puzzles, those types of things. Borrow or swap games with friends for variety. Add homemade snacks for extra fun. That sounds good. And moving into number 2, explore free library events and resources. Your local library offers more than books. Think free passes, classes, story times, and maker spaces for all ages. Why this works? Libraries often provide entertainment alternatives that would otherwise cost money. Movies, tutoring, events, and even museum passes. Families can save hundreds annually just by participating regularly. And how to do it? Check your library's online calendar each week. Register early for popular events or clubs. Borrow books, audiobooks, and DVDs instead of buying them. Ask about free or discounted passes to local attractions, and make library visits a family ritual. Number 3, host potluck parties with friends. Instead of expensive dinners out, host simple potlucks. Everyone brings something, and kids get to socialize without added cost. Why this works? Potlucks slash the cost of entertaining. You get quality time with friends, various food, and no restaurant bill or tip. Plus, kids love playing with friends at home. And how to do it? Invite 1 to 3 families for a casual evening. Assign dishes. One brings dessert, another a main. Rotate hosts to share the effort. Include music, games, or outdoor fun, and set a budget-friendly theme if desired. Number 4, create a DIY movie night at home. Transform your living room into a home theater with snacks and streaming. It's cheaper and cozier than going out. And why this works? Movie tickets, snacks, and parking can cost $60 plus for a family. At home, you control the experience and the cost. Plus, kids can pause for bathroom breaks and even wear their pajamas. And how to do it? Choose a movie and make a ticket for each person. Pop your popcorn and set out treats. Dim the lights and cozy up with blankets. Rotate who picks the movie each week. And use streaming services or library DVDs. Number 5, rotate streaming subscriptions. Use one streaming service at a time. Rotate monthly instead of paying for several at once. Why this works? Many families subscribe to 3 to 5 services, but only use one regularly. Well, that's true in our family. Canceling and rotating saves $20 to $50 per month while offering new content throughout the year. And how to do it? List the services your family uses. Choose one per month, such as Disney Plus in April, Netflix in May, etc. Cancel others before the billing cycle ends. Set a calendar reminder when to switch, and use free trials to test before paying. Number 6. Use a local parks bucket list. Make a list of nearby parks and commit to visiting one new spot each weekend. It's free and promotes outdoor play. And why this works? Nature-based activities reduce stress, increase exercise, and cost nothing. Visiting different parks adds novelty and encourages screen-free bonding. You'll save on indoor play centers and fast food stops. And how to do it? Online for, quote, best family parks near me. Make a bucket list and track progress. Pack snacks, water, and outdoor games. Invite friends or cousins to join the adventure and take photos to create a memory book. Number 7, try community arts and culture events. Many cities host free or low-cost concerts, festivals, or museum days. These events offer entertainment and cultural exposure without the hefty price tag. And why this works? You don't need pricey tickets to enjoy live music or art. Municipal events often include family-friendly activities, food vendors, and performances for free or at no cost. And how you can do it? Subscribe to your city's email list or event app. Mark free museum days or public festivals on your calendar. Bring your own snacks and drinks. Dress for the weather and arrive early for parking. Make it an adventure day. The kids will look forward to it. And number 8, build a family hobby together. Pick a hobby everyone can enjoy. Gardening, cooking, crafting, and make it part of your weekly rhythm. Why this works? Shared hobbies strengthen family bonds and replace screen time or shopping for fun. They teach skills and provide lasting enjoyment for a small upfront cost. And how you can do that? Ask each family member for hobby ideas. Choose one or two low-cost activities to start. Schedule hobby time on weekends or evenings. Reuse materials when possible, such as jars, paper containers, etc. And celebrate progress or finished projects together. Number 9. Use prepaid gift cards for family fun. Load a set amount onto a gift card for movies, games, or dining out. It sets clear limits without cutting off all the fun. And why this works? Prepaid cards create a, quote, fun budget boundary. Families enjoy treats without overspending or impulse charges. Once the card runs out, there are no guilt or surprise bills. And how to do it? Choose a monthly amount for family fun, such as maybe $50. Load a prepaid Visa or store-specific gift card. Use it only for outings or treats. Involve kids in tracking the balance and plan low-cost alternatives once the card is empty. Number 10, celebrate special moments at home. Skip the restaurant or the play center. Celebrate birthdays, report cards, or milestones with creative at-home festivities. Why this works? DIY celebrations save hundreds. With a bit of planning, home events feel just as special. Kids often prefer personalized attention over noisy crowds. And how to do it? Choose a celebration theme, such as a pizza party or a dance-off. Decorate with handmade signs or dollar store finds. Play music, play games, or show a slideshow of memories. And let kids pick the menu or the dessert. And lastly, take those photos to build lasting memories. And number 9, gifts, holidays, and celebrations. Set a celebration budget in advance. Decide on your total budget for holidays or parties before even beginning the planning. It helps prioritize what matters and prevents surprise spending. And why this works? Setting a budget early avoids overspending on decorations, food, or gifts out of impulse or guilt. It forces a smarter choice and keeps the focus on meaningful moments, not just stuff. And how to do it? Choose your maximum budget for the occasion. Break it down into categories such as food, gifts, and decor. Use cash or prepaid cards to stay on track. Track spending in a simple notebook or an app, and involve older kids in the planning. It'll teach them the financial skills that they need. Number 2, give DIY or personalized gifts. Make gifts at home or personalize inexpensive items. They're more meaningful and often more appreciated than pricey store-bought ones. DIY gifts show care and creativity. Handmade cards, baked goods, or photo books cost little but feel special. Kids can also join the fun, adding their personal touch. And how to do that? Use Pinterest or YouTube for simple DIY gift ideas. Make cookies, craft ornaments, or frame a favorite photo. Personalize items with names or shared memories. Stock up on craft supplies during the sales. And wrap with recycled paper or fabric for charm and those savings. And number 3, host potluck celebrations. Share the cost and effort by hosting and asking guests to bring a dish. It lowers expenses and creates a community vibe. And why this works? Food is the most significant cost of hosting. Potlucks cut this significantly while offering variety and engaging everyone in the celebration. It also reduces stress on the host. And how to do it? Send invites with a sign-up sheet or dish suggestion. Provide the main dish, drinks, or dessert. Ask about allergies to plan inclusively. Use disposable or borrowed servingware to simplify cleanup. And offer guest takeaway containers to avoid waste. Number 4, create a gift closet or bin. Buy versatile gifts and supplies year-round during sales. Store them in a bin for birthdays, teacher gifts, or holidays. And why this works? Well, last-minute gifts always cost more. Stocking up during clearance events gives you low-cost options on hand. You avoid the store rush and stress of shopping under pressure. And how to do it? Designate a closet shelf or bin for gifts and cards. Buy classic toys, candles, books, or puzzles on sale. Keep extra wrapping paper, tape, and bags. Label items by recipient type, like adult, child, or teacher, and check your bin before every event or invitation. And number 5, reuse and refresh those decorations. Store and reuse holiday or party decorations creatively. Add new touches for a fresh feel without starting from scratch. And why this works? Decor can eat up a big chunk of holiday spending. Reusing what you already own and creatively updating it can save you hundreds over the years while still feeling festive. And how to do it? Pack decorations by theme and label bins. Use neutral or multi-use items like string lights or tablecloths. Add new accents like ribbons or signs to refresh. Store gently to extend their lifespan, and involve those kids in decorating. It boosts fun and saves on labor. Number 6, draw names for group gifting. In large families or friend groups, use a name drawing system so each person only buys one gift instead of many. Why this works? This tradition saves everyone money and simplifies holiday prep. People can focus on choosing one thoughtful gift rather than spending their budget thin. And how to do it? Use paper slips or free apps. Set a budget limit everyone agrees on. Add a wish list to avoid guessing. Make it part of your gathering. You can draw names together and encourage homemade or experimental gifts. Number 7, celebrate with experiences, not things. Replace some gifts with shared experiences like hikes, craft days, or family cook-offs. They build memories that last longer than toys. And why this works? Re-shows experiences bring more happiness than material gifts. They're often cheaper, building stronger bonds, and avoid clutter or toy fatigue. And how to do it? Make a family fun coupon book with activities to do together. Plan a picnic, scavenger hunt, or backyard camping trip. Give the gift of time. Boy, that's an important one. A movie night, a yes day, or a baking session. Let each child choose a family experience as a gift and capture the day with photos or videos. Number 8, shop holiday sales all year round. Don't wait until December. Buy holiday gifts or seasonal needs when prices are lowest throughout the year. Why this works? Retailers slash prices during non-peak months. Spreading purchases over time avoids the holiday crunch and credit card shock. And how to do it? Keep a running gift list on your phone. Watch for sales during spring, Black Friday, and back to school. Stash gifts out of sight with a label. Track purchases to avoid duplicates, and set a budget and stick to it even during sales. Number 9, limit kid gift expectations with, quote, four gift rule. Use the four gift rule at birthdays or holidays. Something they want, something they need, something they wear, and something they can read. Why this works? This framework creates healthy boundaries and reduces gift overload. It also helps kids appreciate quality over quantity and makes shopping much simpler for parents. How to do it? Explain the rule to your kids ahead of time. Involve them in making a wish list by category. Set a total budget and divide it across the four gifts. You can also wrap each gift with a theme tag and reinforce that love isn't measured in boxes. Number 10, DIY party entertainment and games. Skip expensive entertainers. Use classic, fun games and creative crafts to engage kids at parties. Why this works? Hiring entertainers or renting equipment can cost hundreds. DIY games like scavenger hunts or relay races and crafts are low cost and keep kids active and imaginative. And how to do it? Choose 2 to 3 party games suited to your space and age group. Use household items for activities, balloons, spoons, buckets. Set up a craft station with crayons, paper, and stickers. Offer small prizes or party favors from the dollar store. And ask an older sibling or friend to help lead the fun. And now we're moving into section number 10, debt, banking, and subscriptions. Cancel unused subscriptions today. Review your bank and credit card statements for recurring subscriptions you forgot about or no longer use, and cancel them immediately. Why this works? It's common to pay for 5 to 10 digital services monthly. Even $10 per month adds up to $120 a year. Cutting just 2 to 3 of these frees up real money and zero lifestyle impact. And how to do it? Log into your bank credit card account. Highlight all monthly recurring charges. Cancel anything unused or duplicated. Music streaming services, cloud storage, etc. Use a cancellation tracking app if needed. And repeat this review every 3 to 4 months. And number 2, switch to a no-fee or low-fee bank. If your current bank charges you monthly fees or transaction costs, consider switching to one that doesn't or offers cashback perks. Why this works? Banking fees can quietly eat $180 plus per year. Many online banks or credit unions offer free accounts with fewer restrictions, better interest, and modern features. And how to do it? Compare your current fees to alternatives, such as Tangerine, Simplify, EQ, etc. Look for no-fee checking and free internet e-transfers. Open your new account and set up auto-deposit. Switch bill payments and close the old account, and ask your bank to waive fees. You might even get a deal. Number 3, use the snowball method to pay off debt. List your debts from smallest to largest. Pay off the smallest first while making minimums on the rest, then move on to the next. And why this works? The snowball method builds momentum and motivation. Each paid-off debt is a win, which increases confidence and creates breathing room in your budget. And how to do it? List all debts, amount, the interest rate, and the minimum payment. Focus all extra funds on the smallest balance. Once paid, roll that payment into the next smallest, celebrate each of those milestones, and avoid adding new debt during the process. Number 4. Call to lower your interest rate. Call your credit card company and ask for a lower interest rate. It can dramatically reduce the cost of carrying a balance. Well, why this works? Many card issuers will reduce your APR if you've been a loyal customer. Even a 3-5% drop in interest can save hundreds yearly on large balances. And how to do it? Call the number on the back of your credit card. Politely request a lower interest rate due to your history. Be prepared to mention competitors or balance transfer offers. Document the outcome and repeat annually or if your credit score improves. Number 5, consolidate debt for simpler payments. If you have multiple debts, combine them into one lower interest loan. It reduces monthly stress and often saves on interest. Why this works? Debt consolidation turns chaos into clarity. With one predictable monthly payment and lower interest, it's easier to budget and avoid missed payments or penalties. And how to do it? Add up all of your non-mortgage debt. Check bank or credit union options for personal loans. Compare interest rates and fees very carefully. Apply only if the new rate is lower than your current average. And stop using old credit lines after consolidation. Number six, automate your minimum payments. Set up automatic minimum payments on all debts to avoid late fees and credit score damage, even if you plan to pay more manually. And why this works? One missed payment can trigger penalties and affect your credit score for years. Automation protects you from forgetfulness and builds financial reliability. And how to do it? Log into each credit or loan account, set up auto pay for at least the minimum amount due, use a separate calendar reminder to pay extra when possible, link payments to your main checking account, and review confirmations each month. Number seven, review credit reports for errors. Check your credit report yearly for incorrect accounts, old debts, or errors that could affect your score and cost you higher interest. Why this works? A single error can lower your score and raise the cost of loans, insurance, or rental applications. Catching and correcting mistakes puts money back in your pocket. And how to do it? Visit Equifax or TransUnion to request your free report. Review for duplicate accounts, wrong balances, or outdated information. Dispute errors through their website with supporting documents. Mark your calendar to review yearly. And freeze unused cards if you're concerned about identity theft. And number eight, set alerts for recurring charges. Use your banking app to set up monthly subscriptions or payment transaction alerts. These act as gentle nudges for awareness. Recurring charges become invisible over time. Alerts bring them back into your awareness and encourage reconsideration or cancellation before renewals. And how to do it? Turn on push notifications in your banking app. Filter alerts for transactions over $10 or marked, quote, recurring. Add a label for every alert, and reassess reoccurring charges every few months. You can also track which alerts you to act on it. It helps build good habits. Well, we're now out of time for today's episode of Money Matters. Thank you for joining us, and until next time, this is Larry Wilson. Today's episode of Money Matters is underwritten by the Carter Glass Insurance Agency, serving our community since 1974. They can be reached at 919-781-1973. The content of this program is intended for people who are blind and print impaired. Money Matters is available as a podcast at our website, ncreadingservice.org. If you have any comments or questions, please give us a call, 919-832-5138. That number again, 919-832-5138. Thanks again for listening to the North Carolina Reading Service.